This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, stresses the need for national consensus for development. Hearing on writ against Kosi Provincial Government ongoing. And United States to arm Ukraine with depleted Ukrainian tank cells. Now, the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, have said a national consensus is needed for the nation building. In his address to an interaction organized by the Mardi municipality among the people's representatives and employees today, the Deputy Prime Minister said the development of the nation be the concern, priority and agenda of each political party. He said he was aware of facing the Mardi folks and their concerns for development. He utilized the forum to urge local people's representatives and employees to deliver in a way that they could contribute to combating corruption and promoting good governance, stating that institutionalization of good governance, prosperity and social justice were the major mandates of the incumbent government. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha urged the local government to reflect the spirit of the government priorities in their action. Mardi Municipality Mayor Tara Kumari Kaji Mahato presided over the program, which was also joined by Bagmati Province Assembly Member Thakur Dhakal, Devendra Shrestha and local political parties. The Agricultural Cooperative and Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives has formed a subcommittee to discuss the bill related to food hygiene and quality. A 9-member subcommittee was formed under the coordination of Nawal Kishore Shah in the meeting of the committee held at the Singha Darbar today. Similarly, under the leadership of Chair Arju Rana, 6 members of Parliament have decided to monitor the agricultural sector of Bangladesh. The parliamentarians said that the matters related to human health, food hygiene and quality should be concluded only through legal consultation and expert suggestions. Likewise, the parliamentarians emphasized that food, meat shops, eggs and vegetables related to the standards of living of citizens should be tested. Ward chairperson of Kathmandu Metropolitan City 16, Mukunda Rizal, passed away this morning. Hospital director Dr. Binod Bijukse said suffering from pneumonia, Rizal was admitted to Grandi International Hospital on September 3rd and died in the course of treatment at 7:30 a.m. today. Rizal was elected to the post of ward chairperson of Kathmandu Metropolitan City 16 for the second time. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba has expressed over the sorrow over the demise of Nepali Congress regional president from the Kathmandu Electoral Constituency 7 and Kathmandu Metropolis Ward No. 16 Chair Rizal. In his condolence message today, Nepali Congress leader remembered the contribution of Rizal to the Nepali Congress's institutional development and the democratic movement in Nepal. Extending his tributes to the late People's Representative, Deoba expressed his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family. The hearing on the writ petition filed against Chief Minister of the Kosi Province, Uddhav Thapa, which was under consideration in Supreme Court, is ongoing today as well. The full bench of Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla, Kumar Chudal and Nahakul Subedi are scheduled to hear the writ petition against Chief Minister Thapa. Earlier, on September 4th, the full bench of Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla, Kumar Chudal and Nahakul Subedi started the hearing after the debate on the writ petition against Chief Minister Thapa. The CPN-UML Kosi Province Parliamentary Party leader Hikmat Kumar Karki filed a writ petition in the Supreme Court saying that the Chief Minister Thapa's vote of confidence in the Provincial Assembly was unconstitutional. It has been claimed in the writ petition that the vote of confidence is unconstitutional as the person who presided over the Provincial Assembly also voted for Chief Minister Thapa. The historic Bhagavati Jatra or the chariot procession is being celebrated in Palpa today as a celebration of the Nepali Army's victory over the English Army. There is a tradition in Palpa every year since 1877 Bikram Sambat on the day after Krishna Janmashtami that Bhagavati's chariot procession is held. This procession carries national significance as the Nepali Army defeated the British in the Anglo-Nepal War. Before going to war, Colonel Ujir Singh Thapa made a vow to Bhagavati that if he won, he would build a big temple and start the procession. After the completion of the vow, Colonel Thapa built a temple and started the procession. Historian Nirmal Shrestha said that while the Nepali army was defeated in four places, there is a history of the Nepali army winning in Palpa twice. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United States has announced it will supply depleted uranium tank cells to Ukraine as part of more than $1 billion in military and humanitarian aid. Russia condemned the move to equip U.S. Abrams tank with the controversial armor-piercing munitions. The announcement came as Ukraine accused Russia of killing 17 people in a missile attack on a market street. Overnight, suspected Ukrainian drones attacks were reported in the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don and near Moscow. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said a drone that targeted the town of Ramenskoye had also been shot down and no damage has been reported. The announcement of a new security package for Ukraine came during top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken's visit to Kiev. Since June, Ukraine's territorial gains in the counteroffensive have been very small, but Ukrainian generals claim they have breached Russia's formidable first line of defenses in the south. Japan today successfully launched a rocket with a lunar lander at its fourth try this year after previous attempts were foiled by bad weather. The lander, dubbed the Moon Sniper, is expected to attempt a moon landing in February if all goes well. Japan has twice failed to reach the lunar surface in the past year amid setbacks for its space program. It is bidding to become only the fifth country to land on the moon after the US, Russia, China and India. The Japanese spacecraft is projected to land within 100 meters of location near the Shioli crater on the near side of the moon. The $100 million mission is meant to demonstrate Tokyo's ability to land a lightweight, low-cost spacecraft on the moon. The military, which removed Gabon's president Oli Bongo from power last month, has said he has been released from house arrest and is free to leave the country for medical treatment. Bongo, who had been under house arrest since a military coup on August 30th, was toppled from power shortly after he was declared the winner of much criticized election that would have seen him extend his 14-year rule as president. The statement announcing Bongo's release from house arrest was signed by General Brice Oligui, who was sworn in as Gabon's new head of state on Monday. After taking an oath of office in the presidential palace on Monday, Oligui said the military had seized control of the country without violence and would return power to the people by organizing credible and free elections. The coup has been welcomed by members of the public in Gabon, but has been drawn condemnation from the African Union and an international community. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at one or two places in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 17.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32 degrees Celsius with 7 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha stresses the need for national consensus for development. Hearing on writ against Kosi Provincial Government ongoing, and United States to arm Ukraine with depleted uranium tank cells. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.